Chapter 1. The Forfarshire. Daniel Donovan was a passenger on the Forfarshire. He stood on the deck of the ship and looked at the sea. It was difficult to stand on the deck because the wind was so strong. The ship was moving up and down uncomfortably, and Daniel felt ill. Then a big wave hit the side of the ship, and salt water flew into his face. "The wind is getting stronger," said a passenger beside him. He was a tall, dark man with a black coat. Mr. Robb, a churchman. "And it's getting darker, too." "Yes," said Daniel. "I can't see the land now." He looked to the west, but he could see no land, no lights, only water. Big, grey waves with white tops, which went up and down, up and down. "But the Forfarshire is a good modern ship," said Mr. Robb. "Nothing can happen to a new ship like this. Listen to those fine, strong engines." Daniel looked down at the big paddle wheel on the side of the ship. It went round and round, down under the white water and up again, under the water and up. Then he looked up at the black smoke which came from the Forfarshire's funnel. "Yes," he said, "they're good, strong engines." But he was not really sure. He was an engineer, so he knew about engines. Sometimes the Forfarshire's engines made strange noises, and the paddle wheels went round slowly. Then there was a crash, and they went quickly again. Daniel was not happy. A seabird flew low across the white tops of the big grey waves. Daniel watched it and felt wind and rain on his face. Then a door opened behind him, and a woman screamed, "Simon, come back! Come back at once!" Daniel looked behind him and saw a small boy. He was running across the deck. He was only 3 or 4 years old, and the wind was much too strong for him. He fell over on the deck and began to cry. Then another big wave hit the side of the ship. The white water came over the side and carried the boy along the deck. "Help!" the woman screamed. "Save my child!" Daniel put out a hand and caught the boy's coat. Then he carried him quickly back to his mother.
"Quick! Get back in! Out of the wind, woman!" he shouted.
He hurried through the door and closed it with a crash.
"It's too dangerous for children out there."
"Yes, I know," the woman said. "Come here, Simon." She sat down and held the boy with one arm. She had another child in her other arm, a little girl, about 1 or 2 years old.
"Thank you, sir," she said.
The ship moved up and down very quickly, and Daniel sat down beside the woman. She smiled at him, but she looked very white and ill. "I'm Daniel Donovan," he said. "What's your name?"
"Mary Dawson," she said. "This is my son Simon, and my daughter Sarah."
"Isn't your husband with you?"
"No," she said. "He's in Scotland. We're going home to see him.
It's good we're in a strong, modern ship."
Yes, said Daniel. Then, for a few seconds, he said nothing. It was quiet in this room, much quieter than outside. Mr. Donovan, said Mrs. Dawson suddenly, what's happened to the engines? I can't hear them now. Can you? Daniel listened. My God, he thought. She's right. The engines have stopped. He could hear the noise of the wind and the sea, but not the engines. You're right, Mrs. Dawson, he said. He stood up and ran to the door. Excuse me, I... But then he opened the door, and his words were lost in the wind. Outside, he looked up at the ship's funnel. There was no smoke above it. He looked over the side of the ship, at the big paddle wheels. He watched them for 2 minutes, but they did not move. And all the time, the big grey waves lifted the Forfarshire up and down, and white water blew over the deck.
"What's happening?" screamed Mr. Robb. "Why aren't we moving?"
"The engines have broken down," shouted Donovan. "This isn't a sailing ship. It can't move without its engines."
A big wave hit the side of the paddle wheel and sent white water over their heads. Some sailors were trying to put up a small sail, but the wind blew it out of their hands, away across the sea, into the night.
"There are women and children on this ship!" shouted Mr. Robb. "It's nearly dark and the weather is getting worse. What can we do?"
Daniel looked at him.
"I don't know, my friend," he shouted back. "I can't do anything. Why not ask God? You're a churchman. Perhaps he'll send an angel to save us."